Thanks for the opportunity this morning, Alice, to provide an update on the council elections, which took place yesterday in our February council meeting. Before I get started, I'd like to, on behalf of council, send our deepest gratitude and appreciation for the many years of service provided by Patricia Mills on the council. Patricia has elected to retire from the council this year, and we will greatly miss her Holy Spirit flame, her tact and diplomacy, and her loving heart. And so many thanks, Patricia, for your years of service on the council. Patricia's seat will be filled this year, or has been filled, by heart friend Serena Gafke. And for those of you who don't know Serena, she's a young mother from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and originally a native of Australia. And Serena has done many presentations on our Heart Center services in the morning. And she is very gifted. She's a talented author. And she has written a book called 101 Reasons Not to Have an Abortion, A Girl's Guide to Informed Choices. And I tell you, it took her 4 years to write this book, and it's a wonderful work. And you'll find it almost everywhere on the internet where pro-life groups refer to it and use it as a resource. And so we're extremely grateful that Serena's offered to serve in this capacity, and I know the Ascended Masters are also very excited to have her on our council now as well. And I think Serena will provide us a lot of help in many areas, including internationally, as she's from Australia, and also with the youth. And the Masters have been asking us to pick up our plans for the youth as our movement is graying a little bit. And so we're certainly trying to work in that area, and Serena will be just a great fit for that. And so many thanks, Serena, and we very much appreciate your offer to serve. And I hope everyone in the Heart Center will welcome Serena, and I think she will do just a fantastic job for us. Now, there are 9 members of our Heart Center Council, voting members, and each year we elect somewhere between 2 and 4 members as the members rotate in 3-year terms. And so this year there were 2 seats available, which I've just explained that Serena has fulfilled Patricia's, and also my seat was open, and my council members have graciously reelected me for that role too. In the past few months, the council has asked the directors of operations to look very closely at our organization and provide a list of priorities on where we should begin putting our resources for this coming year. The one unanimous, obvious priority at the top is for someone to help us with business development in all the aspects of our work in the Heart Center. And it became very clear to all of us that the ideal candidate for that position was right within our organization, our beloved Deborah Timberlake. And as a result, Deborah has graciously begun serving in that role without pay, and we are very grateful for her work, and we are looking forward to her continuing in that role. And her biggest initiative right now is working with Patricia Mills and the supporting teams on bringing to fruition our talk radio show website and our work with Dr. Pat, which will bring us and David onto a national platform through this talk radio program. And so we're very grateful for Deborah taking on these initiatives. And in our discussion in the council yesterday, it was the consensus of all the directors of operations and the council that by far this is the most important role in our organization right now. And it was our determination that, and Deborah's willingness to serve in this area, that she decided to not continue on as president and focus completely on this new operation role, which I think will allow us to utilize her tremendous skills and experience so much more than in the position as president. So that being said, the council then moved to election of officers, and for Deborah's president role, I was nominated and elected by the council for the role of president. And for those of you who haven't met me or don't know me, I've had a variety of experience. I've been a student of the Ascended Master's teachings for over 30 years. I serve briefly on the Summit Lighthouse staff and am also a practicing attorney, and I've had the opportunity over the last few years to counsel a number of different business entities on their governance and their business development plans. So I'm very grateful for the support of my fellow council members in this role, and I look forward to continuing to work with Deborah, who has been a fantastic mentor and who is still going to be around and will be helping me with as I transition into those duties. So I'm very grateful for the council for this opportunity. Supporting me in the role of vice president will be Joe Fesenfeld. Joe's been on the council now for a couple of years, and Joe is the CEO and president of a electronics manufacturing company, and Joe brings a fantastic amount of business acumen and financial knowledge and corporate governance knowledge to our organization. I'm very grateful for Joe stepping into this role, and I'm sure he'll be a fantastic support for our entire council and community. And I know Joe has a very deep devotion to and appreciation for every heart friend. And I think you'll find Joe to be a very approachable person and a great friend on the path. So thank you, Joe, for your stepping up into this role. Also, we elected a new treasurer this year. Jackie Fleeter has served for many years very proficiently, and I have to say that she's just been a fantastic proponent of prosperity and for our financial well-being. And Jackie is choosing to focus specifically on our fundraising efforts and also spend a little more time with her family. We're very appreciative of Jackie for all of her service, her many, many hours of service, as also Deborah. And Jackie will be continuing on the fundraising efforts. And over the course of the past year, we've added some additional resources in the finance area, including our director of operations, Doretha Stewart. And so the Treasury office now has a lot of additional support that wasn't there a few years ago. And so we've elected Kathleen Alexander to be our treasurer this year. Kathleen has a PhD in mathematics, and she is a longtime Ascended Master student and was a staff member at Summit Lighthouse. And Kathleen also has some experience in the past with financial services. And I'm very confident that Kathleen will do wonderfully in this position. And I'm grateful for her stepping forward also on behalf of the council. Finally, our secretary position was filled yesterday by David Kyle from Cincinnati. David has a great heart. He keeps our meetings light, and he has done beautiful work, if you've noticed, on the creation of images for Astraea and some other images that we use on our broadcast. And we're very grateful for David's presence and his tremendous heart and his love of the Ascended Masters and their work. And so this year, that is our new group of officers for the Heart Center. I know we're looking very much forward to bringing these new business development initiatives into place. And I think we'll see great expansion going forward as we begin to get our word out through the Dr. Pat Radio Show and other means, such as the continuing work on the continuing marketing of our Advanced Studies of the Human Aura book, and in the not too distant future, the release of St. Germain's Alchemy book and Offer's book. Now, I'd like to speak on one other thing quick. That is an upcoming Mayer University class that we'll be having in April 6th and 13th, entitled The True Relationship of Jesus and Magda as a Foundation for the Holy Grail. And it will be my pleasure to facilitate this class along with David. And I think you'll find a lot of new insights and inspiration, a lot of things that we have not heard before about their relationship and how it has been a foundation for many secret societies over the past 2,000 years, which have had knowledge of who Mary Magdalene really was, and who have represented that both in artwork and in various efforts throughout the years that have been somewhat hidden from the public view. I think it'll be a fascinating class, and I look forward to being there with you, and I hope you'll have the time and supply to be able to be there with us. So thank you very much, Tucker, and I look forward to seeing you all in April.